Hello, everybody. Welcome to this special bonus commentary recorded on the 29th of September, 2023 of Thews on the News podcast. Now going to have the usual format on this one. I'm just going to go ahead and jump right into the commentaries, if I might. But we want to say, let's take a moment to remember Senator Dianne Feinstein, age 90, who longest serving time person in the United States Senate, and well respected. She has had a lot of health issues, and she finally succumbed this morning at age 90. So before we go further, let's go ahead and take a moment of silence to remember such a fine lady in the United States government. Amen. So, anyway, Dianne Feinstein passed away this morning, and that leaves a vacancy in the Senate. And I was over at McDonald's in Savannah this evening, and they have Fox on, of all things. And a thing showed up on the bottom of the screen from one of the commentators, I think it was Jesse Waters, indicating that they believe that maybe Governor Newsom should appoint the vice president to serve in the role that Senator Feinstein had. Well, Mr. Waters, she's the vice president. I don't think she's going to be dropping her position to be a plain senator. You know, I don't think that rules would allow that to happen unless the vice president wished to do it that way. So, no, need to have a special election in California and find somebody to fill the void. Best way to handle that. And besides, Kamala keeps getting closer and closer because of Joe Biden's age to actually being the first black woman and first woman president of the United States. I don't think she wants to give that opportunity for our history up. So let's talk about another issue that has arisen. And that is RFK Jr., Mr. Anti-Vaccination. Guess what? According to Fox this evening, he is prepared to break away and go independent on his 2024 presidential bid. Screw the Democrats and go it alone. Well, I hate to say it, but I'm going to say it anyway. Good for him. Because, to be honest with you, he wasn't doing much to help the Democrats. And he pretty much was siding with the extreme right, the MAGA extremes, and all those who love to shoot down the vaccinations. And speaking of that vaccination nonsense that I spoke of in the last podcast, you know, I've seen some more videos, and one of the anti-vaccination spreaders was referencing a late major anti-vaccination spreader. I think the guy's name is Buttar or something like that. And you know, this garbage out there needs to stop, because now they're even trying to say that there's diseases that if the EAS tone goes off, those diseases are going to come alive from the COVID shot or other vaccinations. Give me a flippin' break. It's nutty. Now that's another argument that's being sent out there now. When will it end? So, those are the two issues I want to bring to your attention. And I would like to have your voice feedback or your text feedback on remembering Senator Feinstein and your thoughts on how things are going to roll with RFK Jr.'s going independent campaign. Now, there has been talk, okay, if you've got President Biden, who is in his 80s now, and you have another lady who, Marianne Wilkinson, who is not really known at all, and no one's hearing anything about her Democratic candidacy for president, unless it's like, who's that type of thing, you know? Who is this lady? She's doing what type of thing? Who's going to step up to the plate? And Governor Newsom from California has been one name that has been thrown out there. Well, one thing that I've heard of that's coming up is a debate on Fox, I believe it is, between Ron DeSantis, Republican, and Gavin Newsom, Democrat, on the status of two states, you know, and the issues between the left and the right. The red and blue states debate is what's being billed as. And look forward to seeing how that one's going to turn out and whether that might catapult Governor Newsom to run against President Biden in the next few months. Now, if Governor Newsom goes at it against President Biden, how is that going to play itself out? Is there going to be enough people that say, I'm willing to go with a fresh start? You know, is that going to play itself out to derail President Biden? Another story out there called Crazy Conspiracy that I've heard is people say that Joe Biden would get replaced with Governor Newsom. And that he would not, you know, he'll step down or whatever. Well, as far as I'm concerned right now, Joe Biden is in it to win it. And we'll just have to see how things play out. So those are my extra special comments tonight. Again, take pause to remember Senator Feinstein and let me know what your thoughts are on what's going to happen with the political scene. Well, guys, have a good rest of your weekend and the beginning of the week. We'll be back again when more news breaks. You're listening to Thews on the News. Have a good one, gang, as Mr. Gerard would say.